My name is Michael Costa-Bandas. I'm a consultant physician and investigator in the Cambridge University Hospitals in the United Kingdom. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has reached pandemic rates. Dyslipidemia is one of the risk factors for the development and progression of fatty liver disease. In this review, we're discussing potential role of lipid-lowering therapies that we currently use for the management of dyslipidemia in liver outcomes of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease patients. Preclinical and clinical evidence suggests that statins reduce hepatic steatosis, inflammation, and fibrosis in both patients with fatty liver disease, hepatic steatosis, or steatohepatitis. Most data sourced from observational small prospective studies using changes in liver enzyme activities as well as in steatosis, fibrosis scores, and steatosis in imaging studies as surrogates. Also, relevant histologic effects were noted in small pilot studies. Of all statins, atorvastatin and rosuvastatin showed greater benefits, with data for other studies as scarce and sometimes conflicting. Similar studies to those of statins showed efficacy of ezetimibe against hepatic steatosis, however its anti-inflammatory and antifibrotic actions have not yet been established. The metabolic actions of fibrates via PPAR-alpha activation are promising for the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease prevention and management. However, relevant benefits have not well been established in clinical studies. More prospective data may be needed to establish their potential therapeutic role in this setting. As for omega-3 fatty acids, reduced hepatic steatosis in a large number of heterogeneous studies was noted, but the benefits on hepatic inflammation and fibrosis have not yet been established. PCSK9 is a promising new target for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease management, and its inhibition through the currently available monoclonal antibodies have shown benefits in hepatic steatosis. These findings, though, require further confirmation by prospective studies. Thank you very much.